MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.
I'm chatting with Bernard Berson, Bidcorp CEO. Results to the year end June, revenue up 4.3%, HEPS up 6.5%. Both of those numbers looking better in constant currency, and a dividend up 6.4%. Bernard, appreciate the time. I was going back and looking at your December interims. Certainly a stronger second half to the year. And in fact, in the commentary, you make the point that a really good fourth quarter to the financial year, but in a year that's been broadly fairly good.
Yeah, thank you. I think the performance is great. The second 6 months is generally a little bit stronger than the first 6 months anyway from a seasonality point of view. So it's pretty predictable. But it was actually quite a strange year. We had four quarters in it. And the first quarter was strong. The second quarter wasn't great. The third quarter wasn't great. And the fourth quarter kicked up again. So it was a little bit of a weird year, but overall it came out okay. Our operators around the world did well, and we're very satisfied with the results.
Has that fourth quarter continued? Has the momentum continued into July and, well, the 27 odd days we've had in August so far?
Fortunately, it has. For the 8 weeks of the new year, our revenue is up about 6.2% in constant currency and in real numbers on a like-for-like basis. So the trend absolutely has continued. It's not fantastic out there, but our trajectory is continuing in the same ways. So we're happy with that.
Australasia, a dark spot. Revenue was down slightly, profits down also, trading profits. This, as I understand, is mostly New Zealand, and they've been in a recession. New Zealand economy is struggling, and ergo, so is Bidcorp in the region.
No, that's absolutely right. And I mean, for the last 20, 25 years, if you go back on the history, we acquired New Zealand in 2000, Australia was in 95. They've been star performers, and they've been the underpinning of the growth of the business to a large degree. So to have 1 year where there's a little bit of a breather is okay. Australia still increased their profitability to record levels, so they did okay. Very tough, but New Zealand is recessionary. It is very, very tough. They're not a big economy. We do have a very strong market position. And we were down, profitability was down 5% in New Zealand. But 5% off an all-time high base the previous year isn't bad after 25 years of continued growth.
Yeah, I take your point on that. And then, I mean, everything else looking really good. UK, a strong boost in trading profits, revenue up 5.6%, but trading profit up over 20%. A really strong UK in what I imagine must be a exceedingly competitive and, frankly, tough environment.
The UK is tough. The economy is not great. The mood's not great. But our business, we believe we've still got upside in that business. There's things we've got to do. There's levers we have to pull to get our trading margin to where it should be. We're not happy with where it is. Our team in the UK aren't happy with where their margin is. And they're certainly, you know, taking the corrective action to improve it. And we've seen the benefits of that. Having said that, it is a tough environment and it might take a little bit longer than everybody hopes for.
Europe, and when we say Europe, I mean, you are in, I'm having a quick look here. You're all over Europe. It's not just one or two countries. You're the width and breadth of Europe. And another strong performer coming out of the region.
Surprisingly so, because once again, I think Europe's a little bit flat at best. Yeah. And all our businesses in Europe performed very well, with the exception of Portugal, which was absolutely by design. It's a small base we have there, and we're in the investment phase. So we took a decision to invest, and at the expense of short-term profitability, to grow the business. And that's firmly what we're doing. But the rest of the businesses in Europe have all performed exceedingly well. So we're very happy with that. And that's continued into the new year, notwithstanding the fact that the weather hasn't been all that great in Europe for the summer. It's been okay. There've been some good weeks and some not so good weeks. Once again, we're very satisfied with what we're seeing.
How are you finding cost inflation? And I'm particularly thinking on staffing, because I think that's very often sort of your stress point is frankly staff.
Oh, absolutely. 70% of our expense base is payroll cost. And in most developed countries, notwithstanding the fact that economies are flat, there's full employment. So we are struggling with staff retention, and there are a lot of legislated increases across the world in various jurisdictions that is pushing wage levels quite a lot higher in excess of inflation, and particularly in excess of food inflation. So in the year we just finished, we had a bit of an imbalance where food inflation was tracking below wage inflation. What we are seeing now is wage inflation is ticking up, food inflation is ticking up, and hopefully wage inflation is going to moderate slightly. So I think we're sort of at that inflection point.
Are you able to pass that on? And you know, oftentimes it's difficult, but maybe your competitor down the street, unless they want to do some sort of heavy discounting or something to try and pick up market share, has got the same sort of inflationary pressures that you'll be seeing.
I think that's correct. It's a short-term issue as to whether you can pass it on or not. Long-term, if people want to stay in business, you have to make an adequate return.
Yeah.
But there are competitive pressures out there at the moment because markets aren't growing. Therefore, competitors are fighting for shares. So it is a little bit more difficult to pass on increases. But you know, the other side of the equation is we are seeing some efficiencies coming into the system. Mm-hmm. Not that we're inefficient before, but certainly technology, AI, a constant focus on how we do things is yielding some efficiencies, but they're very, very small. They're very small percentage points, but all of those add up and help ameliorate the effect of not being able to pass on full price increases because our customers are doing it tough. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It is. Small gains add up, as you say, at the end of the year. A last question. Tariffs, for you, a non-issue? I mean, you don't operate in the US. Maybe there were some, and my sense is that tariffs are no real concern to your operations.
No, it's of no relevance to us. We don't operate in the US. We do import some product out of the US into various different economies, but we're agnostic as to where we get product from.
Yeah.
And food is food.
Yeah.
So, we had the issue in China where there was a reluctance to import American beef. We didn't import American beef and you switch it to Australian or Argentinian or something else. So it really doesn't really make any difference to our business.
Yeah, I like that. A good steak is a good steak, 100%. We'll leave it there. Bernard Berson, Bidcorp CEO, appreciate the time.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.